Thank God for St. Anselm today. After 6 days of having the same readings over and over and over again, which is, according to the law, I don't particularly like it. We don't have to like the law, we just have to obey it. Remember that. It's good to have other readings and to have this wonderful feast of this very great doctor of the church. In the chapel at Monte Cassino, to the right side of the great altar, which is magnificent. If you've never been to Monte Cassino, you should go. It is one of the most beautiful, beautiful churches in the world. On the right hand of that, there is a chapel where there is a magnificent painting of Our Lady's Assumption. And that is the only painting that was saved from the bombing of the Masons in 1945. Churchill, Roosevelt, Truman, and all those people that wanted to destroy the cradle of Roman Catholicism in Europe, which was Monte Cassino. Luckily, the monks got a lot of the things out of there. But one thing that remained was the beautiful painting, which is about the size of this whole altar thing, from the canopy down to the floor, of Our Lady's Assumption. And luckily, a German soldier who was a Catholic, and not all Germans were Nazis or evil or anything like that, they were forced to do this, just like our own men in the armed services are forced to do many things which are immoral and which are contrary to the law of God, but they don't necessarily want to do it. He saw the painting and he knew that it would not survive, and so he took it and he rolled it up, and he had to cut it in half in order to be able to fit it to wherever it is he was going to take it. And he saved it. And he promised Our Lady that if he survived, that he would come after the war, which was getting very close to the end by that time, and return it to Monte Cassino. And that, indeed, he did. And it has been fixed. You can barely see where the cut is, but you can still see it. But there are medallions, beautiful medallions in marble and alabaster of the great doctors of the church who promoted the Blessed Mother, her Immaculate Conception, her Assumption, and the other dogmas of the Blessed Mother. And among those beautiful bas-relief, and their circles with the face, the head, and the mitre and so forth coming out of them, one of them is St. Anselm of Canterbury. Now, St. Anselm, oddly enough, was born in Savoy, on the outskirts of almost in Switzerland, of Italy, and his family was a noble family. He went to France and entered the monastery of Bec, and there he was a student of the great Lanfranc. Lanfranc was made Archbishop of Canterbury. And when he died, St. Anselm was made Archbishop of Canterbury. And as anyone who does the right thing, he had very great difficulties, because forever the kings of England have been trying to steal the properties and the monies of the church. And so at that time it was King William, and so St. Anselm had to go into exile. All his personal belongings were confiscated, and he went into exile in Italy, where he was very instrumental because he was in part of councils that were called together to condemn the heresies, in particular the heresies of the Greeks. And we must not forget, they're not only in schism, they are heretics. They do not have the real faith. And so among them, the principal thing that for which they left out of pride, because they thought they should have been consulted, well, it's not always possible to consult everyone, was the dogma of the Trinity, that the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father and the Son, filioque. And St. Anselm was able to make many arguments and many convincing decrees concerning the fact that the Holy Spirit indeed proceeds from the Father and the Son. In addition, of course, he was instrumental in many of the doctrines and dogmas of the Blessed Mother, and eventually would be involved, therefore, in the proclamation of the Assumption and the proclamation of the Immaculate Conception by Venerable Pius XII and Blessed Pius IX. And so St. Anselm was able to return to England, to Canterbury, and the next king gave him back what was his and undid everything that his predecessor had done. And this is something we must remember, that we must pray for, that the successor may undo all the evil that the present ruler has done in that regards to many things. And so St. Anselm died in peace in his cathedral in the year 1109, and he is one of the doctors of the church and a great preacher of the church. We look to his teachings and to his sayings. And one of my favorites is his definition of God. God is that than which you can imagine no higher creature. And if you can imagine a higher creature than God, then that's God. And a higher creature than that, then that's God. But you come to a point where you cannot imagine anyone who is higher than God. And that is God. And that is the definition of St. Anselm of who God is. May he pray for us and for the church in these difficult times, and for our shrine in these difficult times. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.